آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
Other matters dealt with today, of course, is getting Australians home. This remains a very, very significant challenge. And while we will see some 25,000 odd Australians return to Australia since I first spoke of this some weeks ago, if not months, the number of Australians coming onto that list, as you know, has been growing every day, every week, including the number of vulnerable Australians. We're getting vulnerable Australians home, we're getting thousands of Australians home. We've today increased 150 additional places coming out of Queensland. We thank them for that. We have additional capacity, as I announced last week when I was in Tasmania. We've got additional capacity where we're signed up to in ACT and the Northern Territory. But the challenge is still greater than the capacity to receive people back into quarantine. Now, obviously, Australia is going to maintain its quarantine arrangements for people returning overseas. National Cabinet and the Commonwealth Government is very committed to that. This has been one of Australia's great successes. And as I was discussing yesterday with President-elect Biden, was one of the reasons why Australia has been so successful as we've put these strong measures in place. And I should have mentioned that a copy of this National Contact Tracing Review, as a result of the discussion I had with President-elect Biden yesterday, I'll be forwarding to their team because it tells the story of why Australia is being successful and will continue to be successful. We'll of course copy that to the US administration as well, but given President-elect Biden's interest in this issue and the people he's bringing together there, he was very keen to know what we were doing. And I'm sure, while not able to get on a plane and go there, Dr. Finkel and his colleagues would be available to assist whoever, wherever they are, in whatever country, to learn from Australia's experience. But in terms of getting Australians home, there's greater flexibility that will be applied to the caps. The caps have been done on a daily basis, and that would mean on some occasions a cap might be fully utilised on any given day. So by doing them over a week, that means we can get greater utilisation of the caps, which will increase our ability to get more Australians home. And wherever possible, we are looking for additional capacity. I'll be meeting with the Victorian Premier when I go to Melbourne next week, and there will be the opportunity for us to talk about that. I know they're progressing on those issues, and he gave us a bit of an update on that this morning, but they're not yet in a position to make an announcement yet. But that's because they're preparing to be able to do it. And we welcome that from Victoria. And when Victoria opens up to receive those flights again, that will help us get many more Australians back. And the figures I talked to you about before of around about the mid 20,000, 25,000, that wasn't assuming a Victorian participation. So that will add, we believe, to our capability to get more Australians home. But the challenges we have in getting Australians home means that the ability to move and take international students back at this time through quarantine arrangements does not present itself. It's Australians coming home first. That is the Commonwealth policy, that is our policy, and that is the policy that is also being followed by the National Cabinet. We need to use every available space that we have in quarantine. And it's not just simply a matter of, are there rooms in hotels to do it? There is also the police support that is needed to properly run quarantine and the health support that is needed in addition to that. So it is a function of all of these, and the quarantine system has been working effectively, and we want it to keep working effectively. What we're seeing around the world, which Professor Kelly will speak to, is heartbreaking. I had another meeting with the European leaders this week, which is that group I've been meeting with for many, many months. And the situation there is very serious, as it is in the United States. And that means here in Australia, we need to continue to be careful. And we will be. So sadly, that will delay any ability to be bringing international students to Australia soon. Because we must use every available place to get Australians home.
ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहां आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहां हम हैं.